1 year ago, basically starting right around now, what was happening, Josh?
I don't know. I feel so
don't
unprepared.
Don't be so stressed out.
I feel so unprepared.
It's
I don't
okay.
know. Could it happen again?
Not today.
Oh,
not,
okay.
Not today. Unlikely. Anyway, a very large snowstorm. We got in Omaha, I was looking back, 11.9 inches, which was the highest one-day snow total. And then the next day, so tomorrow, a year ago tomorrow, we get another half inch. 12 and a half inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope that doesn't happen ever again.
I mean, we're looking good for the forecast as it stands right now. Snowmageddon. That was a big one. That's about as big of a one as I can remember. I know there have been some crazy, like some debilitating snowstorms in the past. This one was just a lot of snow. 1 year ago.
That's
today.
A lot, yeah.
1 year ago today. You remember, right? Were you here?
I was, yes. I do remember.
Remember? I had just about a month in. We were about a month into the new house. Had to, luckily, this was about the point where I realized that I had some neighbors who would gladly come over and snowblow.
Oh, suburban dads love nothing more than offering to help you snowblow.
If I had a snowblower, I would snowblow everybody's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would.
It's great when it works, yeah.
I don't have it, and I feel like I owe some sort of debt, but really the reality is they just appreciate doing it. They just like doing it.
I've got an electric one, and it works on the right type of snow.
I considered doing that around this time last year, by the way.
Yeah.
So is it like a maybe not type of thing? You wouldn't recommend it?
I would pay for it. Like,
okay.
Don't cheap out.
Okay.
I bought a mid-level electric snowblower.
That's about where I would be probably.
It works when the snow isn't wet and heavy.
Interesting. Well, you're going to get that around here.
Yeah.
A bit. But not tonight, and not looks like in like the next week either. So that's good. Robin Washington of Husker Online is going to join us here in a couple minutes. We'll Nebraska basketball is back, beginning on Thursday. They are going to get Wisconsin at home. Welcome back from the COVID pause. How will things look? Where do we stand right now? Do we have any way of knowing? We were just talking about a little bit there with Chattel. Like, where are we at from a mental perspective here? Not that we already didn't have to worry about Nebraska from that, but have the Kobe Webster comments shook the ground a little bit? Or are we moving on, as they said yesterday? Robin Washington of Husker Online, he'll join us next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.